Owners of Major League Baseball teams are gathering in Chicago for tomorrow's All-Star Game. During a series of meetings, they'll get a status report on the possible relocation of the Montreal Expos. The three leading contenders for the team say they want baseball to make some kind of announcement on the Expos this week. But first, issues of politics, money, and teams' territorial rights have to be resolved. From member station WAMU, Nancy Marshall reports.
The three main contenders for the Expos are Portland, Oregon, Northern Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
We want baseball!
At a recent block party to promote the city's bid for the Expos, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams made the district's pitch for a team.
We're here to say that we want our national pastime in our nation's capital, don't we? We want baseball in Washington, D.C., right?
Washington and the other proposed sites came into the picture for the Expos last year after Major League Baseball unsuccessfully tried to eliminate the team. It then bought the Expos and decided to move them. Montreal has routinely ranked among the lowest in attendance among Major League teams. Stanford University economics professor Roger Knoll says now baseball has to find a site that would attract a new owner for the Expos who would expect to make a tidy profit.
In the last 20 years, baseball has gone from a small enterprise where teams took in $20 million a year, something like that, to big businesses where if you're not taking in $100 million a year, you're not doing well.
But it's not clear that the Expos would prosper at any of the prospective sites. A team in Washington or Northern Virginia would compete with the nearby Baltimore Orioles, and Portland is a relatively small market. As baseball continues deliberating, officials at the potential sites are getting impatient. Virginia officials say their stadium financing plan could be in jeopardy if baseball doesn't decide the Expos' fate soon. Gabe Paul is the executive director of the Virginia Baseball Stadium Authority.
If it doesn't happen, it's like Lucy and the football again. They jerk the football, and we have to have our financing legislation extended this year if we don't sign an agreement either this year or next year.
Portland is in a similar situation. The Oregon legislature is still considering its stadium financing proposal and doesn't meet next year. But Portland officials say they're willing to wait for baseball to make up its mind. Steve Cantor is the president of the Portland Baseball Group.
The committee and Major League Baseball are fully aware of the political sensitivities and the pace of legislatures. I think they feel as long as a good, firm decision is made sometime this summer, before the fall, there's still time to relocate for spring of 2004, and that's certainly our view.
But even that view could be too optimistic. Alan Schwartz, the senior writer for Baseball America magazine, says it now appears unlikely that any announcement will be made during the All-Star Game.
Are they going to say anything that really matters? Even when they say things they claim matter, they don't matter. I mean, expecting Major League Baseball to move any faster than your average glacier is really a mistake.
In fact, Major League Baseball hasn't moved a team in more than 30 years. The last team to be relocated, the Senators. They left Washington, D.C. for Texas in 1971. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall.